January 21, cooperating with heaven. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Man in the work of saving of the soul is wholly dependent upon God. He cannot of himself move one step toward Christ unless the Spirit of God draws him. And this drawing is ever and will continue until man grieves the Holy Spirit by his persistent refusal. The Spirit is constantly showing to the soul glimpses of the things of God, and then a divine presence seems to hover near, and if the mind responds, if the door of the heart is opened, Jesus abides with the human agent. The Spirit of God does not propose to do our part either in the willing or the doing. As soon as we incline our will to harmonize with God's will, the grace of Christ stands ready to cooperate with the human agent. But it will not be the substitute to do our work independent of our resolving and decidedly acting. Therefore, it is not the abundance of light and evidence piled upon evidence that will convert the soul. It is only the human agent accepting the light, arousing the energies of the will, realizing and acknowledging that which he knows is righteousness and truth, and thus cooperating with the heavenly ministrations appointed of God in the saving of the soul. If the sinner or the backslider settles himself in disobedience and sin, the light may flash from heaven all about him without breaking the bewitching power of falsehood and the spell of the world's deception. Obey not the voice of the deceiver, which is in harmony with the unsanctified will, but obey the impulse that God has given. Everything is at stake. Will the human agent cooperate with the divine to will and to do? If man places his will on God's side, fully surrendering self to God's will, the high and holy endeavor of the human agent takes down the obstruction he himself has erected. The rubbish is cleared away from the door of the heart. The defiance barricading the soul is broken down. The door of the heart is opened, and Jesus enters to abide as a welcome guest.